This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Mike Seitz, Appellant vs. Advanced Welding and Manufacturing, Inc., DBA Advanced Welding and Ornamental Iron Respondent, decided January 22, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District, in Division Mike Seitz, A. Appellant, number SD38421, v. filed. January 22, 2025, Advanced Welding and Manufacturing, Inc., DBA, Advanced Welding and Ornamental Iron. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County, Honorable Joshua B. Christensen, Judge affirmed. Introduction. This appeal arises from a dispute between the parties regarding a contract for the sale, construction, and installation of a gate at a farm owned by appellant Mike Seitz. Seitz sued Respondent Advanced Welding and Manufacturing, Inc., alleging breach of contract and a violation of the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act, MMPA, 1-1. The MMPA is a consumer protection statute that requires the plaintiff to prove that he or she, 1, purchased merchandise from defendant, 2, for personal, family, or household purposes, and 3, suffered an ascertainable loss of money or property, 4, as a result of an act declared unlawful by Section 407, Zo 20, 2, Paragraph 407, Zo 025, et sequo, Advanced Welding counterclaimed for the remaining balance due under the contract for the gate and sought attorney's fees and interest under the Private Prompt Pay Act, Paragraph 431-180, a statute that authorizes a prevailing party to collect attorney's fees and interest when payments are not made in accordance with a contract for private design and construction work. Following a bench trial, the trial court entered judgment in favor of Advanced Welding on all claims. In denying Seitz's MMPA claim, the trial court found Seitz failed to prove two elements of his claim because, 1, Seitz purchased the gate as a sophisticated business owner, not as a mere consumer, and 2, there were no actionable false, fraudulent, or deceptive merchandising practices hereby Advanced Welding. Finally, the trial court found Advanced Welding's attorney's fees in the amount of $27,787.58 were reasonable and necessary to the collection of unpaid amounts owed, and in addition, awarded 1.5% in monthly interest on the principal sum of $10,398 under Section 431.180.2. Seitz appeals from that judgment in 4 points. In point one, Seitz argues the trial court erred in awarding attorney's fees and interest to Advanced Welding under Section 431-180 because the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, applied and provided the exclusive remedy in this case. In point two, Seitz argues the trial court erred in awarding attorney's fees under Section 431-180 because it required the court to segregate and allocate between fees that are recoverable and fees that are not recoverable. In points three and four, Seitz argues the trial court erred by entering judgment against Seitz on his MMPA per 407.025. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2024. 3 claim because the gate was purchased primarily for personal, family, or household purposes. Point 3. And Advanced Welding did not tell Seitz about the material changes to the specifications of the gate. Point 4. Finding no merit in Seitz's points, we affirm background and procedural history. Seitz is a businessman whose enterprises include cattle, real estate development, and property management. In 2020, Seitz contacted Advanced Welding about building and installing a gate on his cattle farm located in Republic, Missouri. Initially, the parties met on site and agreed the gate would be essentially identical to a gate Advanced Welding had designed and constructed for Seitz in 2017. Advanced Welding gave Seitz a quote that showed the total price for the gate was $20,798, and the first line stated 2 12-fifth long gate panels, same design as last but with different logo. 2. The remaining items on the list were nearly verbatim to the quote for the 2017 gate. Seitz authorized Advanced Welding to proceed and paid a deposit of $10,400. About a month later, Advanced Welding returned to the site and discovered Seitz had prematurely poured a driveway. 3. Advanced Welding informed Seitz the design for the 2020 gate would have to be modified to conform to the prematurely poured driveway. Advanced Welding sent Seitz a drawing of the proposed modifications, which Seitz approved. The new design required additional labor to craft the 2020 gate. Each